When we come back from this break, yes, we have the ghouls from Pinhead's Graveyard. I'm a little bit frightened just knowing they're on the line. We'll see exactly what they've been experiencing so far this Halloween season when we return. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange on News Radio 570 WWNC, the talk of the mountains. And it's our favorite show of the year, the Halloween edition. The studio is packed, and coming up soon, we're trying to decide whether or not to break out the Ouija board live on the air tonight and try to make contact with the other side. I see some looks of discontent amongst the crowd. You don't want us to do this, do you, Mobius?
It's where you just might get it.
Yeah. And not only us, but all the listeners may get it.
We've had the warnings.
As well. All right. Now, one of the things that is so notable about this area here in Western North Carolina every year is the truly infamous Pinhead's Graveyard. And we spoke to some of the ghouls from Pinhead's Graveyard last year, and they've made time to tell us what's happening there this year. Do we have Pinhead with us?
Yeah, actually, Pinhead's doing a group, Joshua. This is Otis.
Hey, good to speak with you again, Otis.
Hey, it's good to talk with you. Yeah. So, hey, I took a vote real quick. Freddie's down, and we want the Ouija board tonight. So that's our vote.
You guys are prepared. You've seen worse.
Yes, we have seen worse. So
there's nothing we can throw at you guys that would spook you. Okay, so for someone who doesn't know anything about Pinhead's Graveyard, tell us exactly what it is.
It is an outdoor haunted house. This is our 11th year doing it, and it's down behind the Waffle House out on Smoky Park Highway, out towards Candler and the end of Patton Avenue. You come down here, walk through the woods. We've got Freddy Krueger down here. We got Jason Voorhees, everyone's favorite Michael Myers. Pinhead's here. I am here. I've got my little rabbit that I keep torturing every year over and over again.
And I hear screams, actually,
yeah,
in the background.
And they're probably about 200 feet from me right now.
You guys must have to wear earplugs down there.
Yes, you do. But tell you what, Joshua, I'm going to let Pinhead talk with you, and then I'm going to walk you guys through the trail here in a second. Sound good?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Right. That sounds perfect. All right.
All right, well. Here he is right now.
All right.
All right.
Hello, Pinhead. Are you with us?
Yes. You doing all right, Joshua?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm excited. I can actually feel the energy of all the adrenaline that you guys are producing there on your end of things. So how has this season been for Pinhead's Graveyard?
Oh, it's been great. But first, let me tell you, we wish we could have seen you last night and wished you a happy birthday in person.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind
and
of you.
It's belated, but all of our ghouls down here wanted to say hi and happy birthday.
Well, and you would have fit right in last night had you been there, I assure you. So
we're having a great year this year. A lot of people are trying to sneak in. They're trying to find us. We told them not to come. We told them we don't want them down here because it's been a year since I've seen my friends, Michael Myers, Otis B. Driftwood, from the House of a Thousand Corpses, Freddy Krueger, Jason. Jason's down in the water right now. I can see the lake from here. And all of my characters and all of my friends have been coming back here, and they did not want to be disturbed. But what has happened, people are coming, and my friends aren't very happy. And they're trying to sneak onto the trail. They're trying to sneak by our people. And once they get down into the graveyard, strange things are happening right now.
Now, one thing that we discussed briefly last year was the possibility that someone could sneak into the field, kill one of your guys, and then use a real machete and go around and start murdering as many of these guests as they can. How long would it take you to find out if there's a real madman actually killing people in this field?
Well, we're pretty well close in touch with each other down here, and we've got up a procedure. If anyone has any problems or if anything goes awry other than what's supposed to be, then we pass the word along very quickly, and everyone knows what to do and where to go. But it is a real possibility. I mean, we're out here. We hear strange noises in the woods. The other night, I believe there was a deer came very close, and also, you know, that is a possibility.
Well, but, folks, maybe I've planted the seed in some twisted mind out there. Everyone had better be warned when you go to Pinhead's graveyard.
Yeah.
It might not be a show.
If anyone was to get down here and try to do something like that, there's about 35 people they will not want to see.
I bet. Well, now, just how frightened have some of your guests become this season?
Oh, it has been unreal. Last night, Otis will probably tell you in just a second here, but last night the chainsaw cranked up. One victim got away, her and her boyfriend. Tex came around the other side of a tree, re-cranked it, and she went out. She fainted. Her boyfriend had to pick her up, carry her to the car, and get her into the car. We understand she was okay. But, yeah, we've got a lot of frightened people that come through here, males and females, boys and girls, older ones and younger ones. And we've had a couple young ladies, as a matter of fact, they came through last night. When the 10 banged in one of the areas, they were just starting onto the trail. They'd already paid the admission, came in. They turned around and went straight back out, didn't stop, didn't say anything to anybody.
Wow.
And that was just the banging of the 10 and everything.
And
so it was a real frightening experience for them. They said they didn't want any part of it.
And I understand some people even lose control of their bodily functions. Is that right?
Well, that was something I was trying to figure out how to tell you. But seeing as how you mentioned, we had four ladies last night that happened to.
Four ladies?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a good night whenever things like that occur.
As long as you're not standing near them. So, folks, don't eat and drink too much and wear your diaper when you go to Pinhead's graveyard.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Bring
but
your
all of depends. All of our characters look as much like a movie as you see on TV as possible. They're very real lifelike. You're out here in the open. We can hear the noises. We can see the leaves coming down. We can hear the branches breaking. And we can hear some strange things that we know are not our characters. So it's a real life event.
Yeah, all right. And what is the age range for this?
You know. We can go very, very young. As long as we know where they are, we want it to be a very pleasurable experience for them. Let's say you bring in your wife and she's pregnant. We're going to have some consideration for her. But if you and one of your producers come through here, we're going to do the best we can to make you crawl out on your knees.
We're going to hold you to that because guess what? One of our producers is going to go there. And
we're looking forward to for him being here and everything. But like I said, it can be just as scary as it needs to be to get the job done. And as you can hear probably some screams right now, that's well over a quarter of a mile away.
And so now, Mobius, you've got to promise me you're going to let them know it's you in advance so they can really scare the pants off of you when you go, right?
I think I need to take toilet paper with me.
That's right. They do need to let us know. Someone like that, they do need to let us know who they are. Just so we can have special attention given
that. All right. As much special attention as we can give Mobius, because he's going to come back and report to us on the air.
Right. We're going to give Mobius a lot of coffee before he goes.
Well, I think Otis is yelling for one of the producers
right now. All right.
He got his name, so he's looking forward to it. But I tell you where we are.
Yeah.
I tell you, Joshua, if you could, I've got some people right now that's trying to sneak around the tree. and a whole barrier right now, and I've got to go take care of them.
Oh, okay.
Because I told them not to come. I told them not. We don't want them in here because my friends are not gonna like this. And anyway, so with all that in mind, I need to let Otis talk to you because I've got to go take care of some business right now.
All right, sounds good.
Because no one escapes us, and Pinhead is not going to allow his friends to be unhappy.
You give it to him, Pinhead. All right, thanks very much for your time, and folks, keep in mind pinheadsgraveyard.com as well. You need to go there. Let's go back to Otis. Otis, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Joshua?
Hey, doing great. So now you're in the field right now.
I am in the graveyard right now. So the wind's blowing down here. It's cold. A lot of fun.
All right. So now are you going to be able to sneak up on somebody and get a good scream for us on the air?
Tell you what we're going to do. They're getting ready to start these victims right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk through with them. You guys can hear them scream. We're going to go through Pinhead. We got some clowns up here. Everybody hates clowns.
And Burger King guys.
And yeah.
So,
he does look like a clown.
Yeah,
but,
he does.
We're going to go down to Michael Myers, and I got Captain Spaulding down here holding my rabbit, and we're going to go down there, and I'm going to torture her for a little bit. You guys can hear that.
All right. Well, let's see. If we take a little break, is that going to mess you up? Because we're late on a break.
Tell you what, they're getting ready to start now. Is that going to be okay with you guys?
Yeah, how long's our break going to be, Neil? A couple minutes? How long? What's the shortest we can do this? Or can we?
Minute 44.
Okay, all right. Minute 44, okay? We'll come right back to you. All right, Otis? Okay.
All right, sounds good.
All right, I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Speaking of Strange. Yes, it's Happy Hallow Scream here tonight on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren with Otis live in the field at Pinhead's Graveyard.
Run!
All right, Otis.
Pinhead.
He's walking through.
Hey, we got some scared ones here, Joshua.
I hear some squeals.
Oh, man. Man, I'm going to get them down here.
I'm going to get them.
Not one gets away alive.
Breaking
no
live in the
alive.
Field.
Live
from the graveyard.
He's totally enjoying it. I'm
go
going to
get him, Pinhead.
All right.
Last night. Hey, we got a clown up here now.
Oh, no.
The clown
Everybody
always does.
Loves clowns, little girl. Don't they make you laugh, little girl?
That's funny.
That is classic. That's classic.
I want a job down there.
You want some cotton candy, little girl?
Good Lord. They're doing a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I think one of them probably maybe peed on himself. Last night I yelled at a mother that was down here. And I yelled at her, and she said, No, I already peed on myself. Leave me alone. And then probably I'd say last weekend we had a girl and I noticed she was squatting over down there at Freddie as soon as he jumped out of his fire. And I said, Freddie, go get her, and he went running up to her and she said, I can't pee anymore. I've already peed on myself 3 or 4 times. Leave me alone.
You're draining bladders completely out there in the field.
This could be the Depends test facility.
Yeah, we
could do that.
Well, man, you guys are having a blast. And now tell everybody again how they can get to Pinhead's Graveyard.
Okay, you guys, go down Patton Avenue going west towards Candler and Smoky Park Highway. And as you're going out there, right before you get to 40, there's going to be a Waffle House on your left. It's the Smoky Park Candler Waffle House. And there's a road right next to it called Montgomery Street. It's the only road next to Waffle House, and you turn down it, and you go down there and follow the signs, and the graveyard's down there.
All right, and of course, pinheadsgraveyard.com will give you all the details. Man, you guys have a fun job, and thanks for getting out there live in the graveyard and giving us that fresh fear, my friend.
If you guys got a second, they're getting ready to come up on me, and if you guys can listen.
Yeah, we can do that. We got a little time.
D
Get
Sounds em. Good.
All right.
I'm just going to let you hear me. It might get a little loud, but we'll do this.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right. Hey, there's my buddy, Rabbit. Come here, little girl. I got the bunny right now, Joshua. He kind of looks like the Easter Bunny. He's so cute. All right. Come on. Y'all come on down here and join my party.
Oh,
sorry, y'all can sit on my couch. It's a little wet and smells a little bit. But I don't mind.
Well, we're going to send some special agents down there to see you in person, my friend.
Here's the deal. I need a new bunny rabbit because she's really making me mad. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be, little girl?
Come to me, little girl.
Dr. Satan. Everybody got to know about Dr. Satan. You know what I'm going to do for you folks? I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to let you meet the old doctor.
That's good stuff. Hey, man, you keep scaring them. Keep them screaming, buddy. Thanks for being on the show tonight. Otis, everybody. Otis from Pinhead's Graveyard. Go to pinheadsgraveyard.com and check it out. It really is some spooky stuff.
Go get them.
You sure you want
to
do this?
That's one way to water the lawn.
Yeah, and you're going to go, and Rob, you're going to go as well.
Yeah, but I bring some signs. Slippery when wet.
Yeah. Wear some rubber underpants.
Yeah, definitely.
Nerves of steel you guys must have.